a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. The South Dakota Senate will come to order. And leading us in prayer today is Pastor Don Block, who's been kind enough to join us today, and he'll also do our closing prayer for Sine Die. And we'll all join in the Pledge of Allegiance after he is done.
Let us bow our heads for prayer. Gracious Lord, we give you thanks that we can gather this day on this final day of the session. We pray that you will be with all of the people that are traveling and give them safe travel throughout this day. And we just pray that you will guide us and grant us wisdom in any of the things that we have to do today. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Bagalka, here. Bradford, Brown, Buell, Donnell, Curd, Ewing, Frerichs, Heineman, Holeen, Hunhoff, Jensen, Chuck Jones, Tom Jones, Kirkaby, Krebs, Lederman, Lucas, Maher, Monroe, Nordstrup, Umdahl, Otten, Peters, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Soholt, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, Welke, White. Mr. President, quorum present.
Present. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 37th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully, Corey Brown, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We have the communications. A number of the communications include the communication from the executive, from the governor, indicating the bills that he's signed and transmitted to the Secretary of State. We will put those in the record instead of the reading them out loud. We'll proceed now to reports of select committees, please.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to wait upon His Excellency the Governor to inform him that the legislature has completed its labors and is ready to adjourn sine die and to ascertain if he has any further communications to make to the legislature, respectfully reports that it has performed the duty assigned to it and has been informed by His Excellency the Governor that he will not appear for the closing of the 89th legislative session. Respectfully, Brian Gosch, House, Corey Brown, Chair for the Senate Committee. Senator Rave moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to informing His Excellency the Governor that the legislature has completed its labors and is ready to adjourn sine die be adopted.
Aye. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to consider the matter of adjournment sine die of the 89th legislative session respectfully reports that the Senate and House of Representatives adjourned sine die at the selected hour on March 31st, 2014. Respectfully, Brian Gosch, David Luss, Bernie Hunhoff, the House, and Dan Lederman, Deb Peters, Billy Sutton, Senate. Senator Rave moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to fixing the time of adjourning sine die of the 89th legislative session be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Sergeant-at-Arms, will you open the doors, please? And while we're waiting for the House, as is usual, are there any announcements or comments? Okay, we'll be at ease till we get their call. We'll read messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of fixing the time of adjournment sine die for the 89th legislative session. And I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of informing His Excellency the Governor that the legislature has completed its labors, is ready to adjourn sine die, and to ascertain if he has any further communications to make to the legislature. Respectfully, Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Make sure you sign those slips that are, you know, on your desks there. Unusually color-coded pink. I don't get that. We'll have a closing prayer.
Let us bow our heads again for prayer. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this session of the South Dakota Senate and for all of the people who have worked so hard and tirelessly to bring the bills before us and to help us in the process of having a good government. In Martin Luther's explanation to the Lord's Prayer, he writes that one of the things that we need in our daily bread is good government. And we give you thanks for the government that we have here in South Dakota, and that we can have open and honest debate among each other as we seek to do what is best for the residents of South Dakota. With the close of the session today, that does not mean that the work of the government ends. We pray that you will give guidance to our government, that they implement different aspects of the law that have been passed, and as they work to do the assigned task over the coming months, continue to be with the process of our government as they make preparations for the 2015 session and consider the bills and right bills that will be brought forth for consideration next year. Guide our government as it works each day to do the daily task of the government of the state of South Dakota. Pour your blessing upon the state of South Dakota, on the government and all who work for the state of South Dakota, and all of the residents of South Dakota. Amen.
Go ahead.
Senator Maher moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of the motion to adjourn, sign it, aye, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
1, 2, 3.
We are adjourned.